Author Martha Raddatz says she'll never forget this one moment from when they were filming The Long Road Home. It was on location in Texas, late at night.
They recreated Solder City down to the dust and the dirt and the...
Minus the smell. That was the only thing missing.
That's Eric Berkwin. He was one of the platoon members who got ambushed back in 2004, and he consulted on the series. So anyway, Martha Raddatz is on set, and she's with the mother of one of the soldiers who died.
And the actor who played her son was next to her holding her. Tears are streaming down all our faces as we're walking through because it was so much like Solder City.
Raddatz asks the woman if she's okay, if she wants to leave.
And she said, no, I want to be here. I want to know what it was like the night he died. And she sort of looked up to the sky and said, this is what he saw.
All of this really happened to real people. And those of us who are recreating it for television must never forget that.
Miko Alon is the series creator. He says the entire cast and crew worked closely with veterans and their families.
And really included them in the process as our guides and as our teachers. And that, to me, is probably the most meaningful legacy of this whole piece.
Eric Berkwin was one of those teachers. He says initially, consulting on the film was hard, but there was something about being on set that helped.
Veterans of the global war on terror won't be able to go back to their battlefields anytime soon. So being able to go onto the set was just a boon of itself by allowing us to return to our battlefields and experience in a safe environment. I can't even quantify how healing that was.
Each episode of the miniseries tells the story of the battle from the perspective of a different family. In the first episode, we meet Colonel Shane Aguero. The night before he leaves for Iraq, he sits down with his young son, Elijah.
Now those guys in my platoon, those are my guys. You understand? They're my family too. And Daddy's gotta go over there and keep them safe.
You like them better than us.
Hey, Elijah, no.
I hope you never come back!
Hey, come on, bud. Elijah!
Aguero did come back, but eight of his fellow soldiers didn't. Aguero's platoon was working to clear sewage out of Solder City streets when they were ambushed.
Listen, was that? Apache Reds, this is Red 4. We have contact.
Platoon gunner Eddie Chen was fatally shot. Eric Berkwin was Chen's roommate.
I was angry that my friend was dead. I was angry that we were, being attacked when we were just out there trying to help him. I just remember just being furious at the whole situation.
Breathe for me, Chan. Come on. Come on, brother. Wake the hell up. Come on, Chan. No.
It's a wrenching reminder of the cost of war for soldiers, their families, and whole communities. Eric Berkwin puts it best.
It's a human experience that deals with love. It's a way for people to finally understand what's happening behind the scenes that's outside the media that really happens in war.
The series airs on National Geographic this month. I'm Sarah Harris.